Married at First Sight. Chapter 4069. Grandma York said, "Abby, please take care of Evan. Once he's better, just send me a message to let me know he's still alive." Confident in Abby's ability to handle the situation, Grandma York prepared to hang up the phone. Abby quickly interjected, "Grandma York, wait. Don't hang up yet. Are you in Wiltspoon? If it's convenient, can Evan's parents come to take care of him? I still have to work and can't stay at the hospital all the time." Grandma York replied, "Evan's father is at home, but he's clueless when it comes to taking care of people. If I leave Evan with him, I'm afraid Evan will only get worse. My daughter's in-law and I are visiting the Johnson family in Annenberg. We just arrived and won't return until Serenity is about to give birth. We don't have the time to care for Evangelist." She added dismissively, "Abby, if you're too busy, just go to work after his fever subsides. Don't worry about him. He's a grown man, he can take care of himself. It's just a bad cold. Once his fever breaks, he'll be fine." It was clear Grandma York had no intention of arranging for anyone else to help Evan. In her mind, this was the perfect opportunity for Evan to employ his self-torture tactic. Except this time, it wasn't a tactic. Evan was genuinely unwell. "Abby, that's all for now. I'll hang up. After Serenity gives birth, I'll come see you. We should work on strengthening the bond between grandmother and granddaughter. I've always been optimistic about you. I like you a lot." Before Abby could respond, Grandma York hung up. Frustrated, Abby muttered, "Hung up so quickly. Are you afraid I'll crawl over through the radio waves? I wanted to ask when Sister Saren is due, but you didn't even give me a chance." Abby sighed, still puzzled about why Grandma York liked her so much. How did she even notice her? Abby had always kept her identity under wraps. Not even her parents knew about her nickname, Changeable Fox, yet Grandma York had seen through it all and decided she was a good match for Evan. Abby glanced at Evan, who was resting uncomfortably. She sat on the edge of the bed and gave his face a gentle pinch. "You ignored your grandmother's advice, and now you're paying for it. Her judgment is spot on, but you didn't believe her. Look where that's gotten you, lying here like this. I'll deal with you once you're better." Despite her sharp words, Abby's actions betrayed her concern. She reached out to check Evan's forehead. His fever seemed to have dropped, his skin was less hot, and he had started to sweat. She wiped the thin layer of perspiration with her hand before grabbing a tissue to clean him up further. Sweating was a good sign, it meant his fever was breaking. Evan remained asleep, his breathing steadier now. Abby noted the four drip still had about half a bottle left, estimating it would take another half hour before it needed to be replaced. She stood up, walked out to the small lounge, and sat down to check the news on her phone. Just then, her phone rang. It was her mother calling. Abby answered, "Hi, Mom. Abby, how's Evan?" Mrs. Dew asked. She had taken Evan to the hospital after learning Abby had stopped him from eating chili peppers and had been anxious ever since. Mrs. Dew couldn't help but call to check in, especially since Abby hadn't returned to work, and the day was nearly over. Despite her earlier frustration with Evan for how he had treated Abby, Mrs. Dew recognized his redeeming qualities. As Abby had pointed out, at least Evan had never juggled multiple girlfriends. Once he understood his feelings, he confessed to her and didn't string her along. Evan's character was acceptable enough. Besides, Abby had her own share of secrets. She had hidden so much from Evan, and even now, he lacked solid proof that she was the changeable fox he had fallen for. It wasn't until Serenity hinted at Abby's identity that Evan started piecing things together. After seeking confirmation from Grandma York, he received an answer vague enough to keep him guessing but hopeful enough to make him persist. Now, Evan was determined to win Abby over, no matter how long it took. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4070. Chapter 4070. Evan was convinced his grandmother wouldn't deceive him, so he turned back to pursue Abby once again. After all their ups and downs, he refused to avoid her anymore. In Mrs. Du's heart, Evan was already her son-in-law. Since Abby's future happiness depended on it, Mrs. Du paid close attention to everything involving her potential son-in-law. Abby replied simply, "He's in the hospital." "Hospitalized? That serious? Is his life in danger?" Mrs. Du was shocked, never expecting something as simple as eating chili peppers to escalate so dramatically. She worried that if Evan were seriously harmed, it might turn the Du and York families into enemies. They wanted to become relatives, not rivals. Abby chuckled softly. "Mom, it's not that bad. He just has an inflamed throat. His voice is hoarse, so he can't talk right now. The doctor said it'll take a few days for him to recover. He's been coughing and had a fever, but he's on N4 now, and his fever's started to come down. He's asleep and not coughing as much. His health is strong, so he'll be fine. Don't worry, Mom." If Evan's condition had truly been life-threatening, Abby would have already called Lillian for help. Mrs. Du let out a sigh of relief. "As long as his life isn't in danger. Next time, remind your sister not to let him eat so many peppers. We like spicy food, and even we can't handle that much. Evan shouldn't have been pushed to eat it all when he clearly can't handle spicy food." Abby replied, "Mom, you all raised your hands in agreement when my sister suggested it. Everyone said he should finish the whole basket of peppers. Now you're blaming my sister? Don't say anything to her. She did it for me, and Evan made the choice to eat them. He could have said no. This wasn't Adelie's fault. In fact, Adelie had gone out of her way to ask Abby to intervene earlier, which was already a huge favor. With her usual temperament, Adelie wouldn't have cared if Evan finished the entire basket of chili peppers. Adelie only softened because she knew Abby still cared about Evan." Mrs. Du sighed, knowing Abby was right. "I know. I won't say anything to your sister. I was just speaking out of frustration. Who knew eating chili peppers could cause such serious consequences? If I had known, I wouldn't have agreed. But honestly, the ones who pushed him the most were his grandmother and his family. When Evan was eating the chili peppers live, the York family kept sending gifts, encouraging him to eat more. Everyone saw it." Abby said, "Mom, what's done is done. There's no use dwelling on it now. Grandma York just called to check on Evan. Bottom line, you don't need to worry, he'll be fine. Abby would never let anything bad happen to Evan. By the way, Mom," Abby continued, "when Spencer gets back, can you send someone else to pick him up at the airport? Evan's in the hospital because of me, and I need to stay here to take care of him. I can't leave." Mrs. Du, who had just softened, immediately hardened her tone. "Absolutely not. You have to pick up Spencer on Saturday. Evan's fever is already coming down, isn't it? He's a grown man who just caught a cold. He can take care of himself. Abby, don't go soft on him just because he ate a bunch of chili peppers this one time. If you're too easy on him, he'll take you for granted in the future." Married at First Sight, Chapter 4071. Chapter 4071. Mrs. Du continued, "I understand that you and Spencer have only ever been like brother and sister, but relationships can grow. Who's to say it couldn't evolve into something more? Abby, while you haven't committed to Evan yet, keep your options open. Give yourself another path to consider. Besides, making Evan jealous might do him some good. He was already jealous the other day when he overheard our conversation. Let him see that you have other choices and that you can marry well even without him. Spencer's family adores you, and our families have always been close. You've known Spencer since childhood. If that's not the foundation for a strong relationship, I don't know what is." Abby sighed, her tone tinged with frustration. "Mom, if I get too close to brother Spencer, it won't just cause problems with Evan, it'll upset Victoria too. Spencer and Victoria clearly like each other. I don't know what's holding them back, but they've never crossed that line and made it official. Can't the elders in both families see that? Abby didn't harbor romantic feelings for Spencer, but for some reason, their families kept trying to pair them up. Mrs. Du shrugged off Abby's concern. It's just a misunderstanding. Right now, both of you are single, neither of you has a serious relationship. What's wrong with giving it a chance? There's nothing immoral about it. Who knows? If you and Spencer spend more time together, maybe it'll push him and Victoria to finally address their feelings. And as for Evan, seeing you with Spencer will light a fire under him. It'll make him realize how much he wants you. It was clear Mrs. Du genuinely hoped Abby would end up with Spencer. Spencer planned to stay in Huonaville permanently, while Evan would return to Wiltspoon. The two cities were far apart, and the thought of Abby moving away made Mrs. Du uneasy. If Abby married Evan, she'd be moving far from home. The York family didn't mind taking in a daughter-in-law, but for Mrs. Du, the idea of losing her daughter again after only recently having her back was difficult to accept. Abby, Mrs. Du added thoughtfully, why not ask Evan if he'd consider being a live-in son-in-law? Abby couldn't help but laugh, lowering her voice to a playful whisper. Mom, we're not even dating yet, and you're already talking about this? Besides, I have brothers, my parents don't need a live-in son-in-law. And let's be honest, Mom. Evan's the fourth young master of the York family. He's capable, smart, and resourceful. If he became a live-in son-in-law, wouldn't that put my brothers under a lot of pressure? Her brothers had always been wary of Evan, fearing he might use his influence as a son-in-law to take control of the Du group little by little. Abby's sister, Adelie, had also made it clear she wouldn't cling to her position forever. Once Adelie got married, she planned to resign from her role as president of the Du group and work for her husband's company instead. Her goal was to strengthen the business ties between her husband's family and their mother's family, but she wouldn't hold on to the reins of the family business. Adelie was determined not to let anyone outside the family take over or dismantle the Du family's legacy. If her brothers lacked the ability to lead, she'd focus on grooming the next generation, their nephews and nieces, to carry the family forward. The Du family's circumstances were different from those of the Ormond family. In the Ormond family, the eldest daughter was the head of the household because the sons were still too young. But in the Du family, the male relatives were older than Adelie. Unfortunately, they weren't particularly skilled or interested in running the family business, which had left the responsibility on Adelie's shoulders. Adelie excelled in her role, but she had decided on her own to step back once she married. Recently, Adelie had been pushing her eldest brother to get more involved in the company. She wanted him to familiarize himself with the ins and outs of the business so that he could take over when she stepped down. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4072. Chapter 4072. Young Master Du avoided Adelie like the plague. The moment he saw her, he'd turn and run the other way. Sometimes, just hearing her voice was enough to make him bolt, desperate to hide before she could rope him into working at the Du group like a slave. He had no interest in the family business. With so many brothers around, why did she always target him? Mrs. Du sighed and relented. Fine, I won't say anything more. You young people should handle your own lives. It's not my place to interfere. Just don't forget to pick Spencer up at the airport on Saturday. I've already told him you'll be there. She added with a pointed reminder, and don't show up empty-handed. Buy a bouquet of flowers. It's been a long time since you've seen each other, and it's a special reunion. Flowers are a thoughtful gesture. Abby shook her head. Mom, I'll pick up Brother Spencer, but I'm not bringing flowers. Who sends flowers just because they haven't seen someone in a while? Refusing to be drawn into further discussion, Abby quickly wrapped up the conversation. Mom, that's it. I'll take care of it. Before Mrs. Du could respond, Abby hung up. After ending the call, Abby sent Spencer a message, asking when his flight would arrive at Huyonville Airport. Spencer took a while to reply but eventually messaged back, "I'll land around 11 a.m. Abby responded with a simple "got it." The next morning, after breakfast, Abby headed for the airport. The drive was long, nearly 2 hours from her home. On the way, she called Victoria to check in and see how things were going. Victoria replied with a nonchalant, "Same as always." Abby decided to send a voice message instead, asking directly, "Victoria, what's going on between you and brother Spencer?" Several minutes passed before Victoria responded. Her voice was calm but carried a hint of something unspoken. "Abby, don't ask about me and Spencer. Whatever's between us, it's our business. I know Spencer's returning to focus on his career, and his parents want to pair him with you. So don't worry about me. In the future, take care of him, or better yet, let him take care of you." Abby sensed there was more to the story but chose not to press. Instead, she replied gently, "Victoria, I already have someone I like. I've never seen brother Spencer as more than a brother. The one he truly cares for has always been you." Victoria's tone softened. "You have someone you like? Who is he? What's his family like? Is he a good man?" Then, as if offering a word of caution, she added, "Abby, with your family's status, you need to be careful. Don't get involved with someone who's only after your family's wealth. Marriage should be a partnership between equals." The Du family, after all, was one of the wealthiest in Huyonville, and many sought connections to them through marriage. Abby chuckled lightly. "Don't worry, Victoria. I'd never choose someone like that. The man I like is a good person with a solid family background. The only problem is that he has a lot of brothers, 9 in total. 3 are his biological brothers, and the rest are cousins." Victoria sounded surprised. 9 brothers? That's a lot for these days. Where's he from?" Abby smiled as she replied, "He's from Wiltspoon, the 4th young master of the York family. The Yorks are the wealthiest and most powerful family in Wiltspoon. He's the 2nd son of the 2nd branch of the family. He's a little older than me, very handsome, kind, and incredible in every way." Unbeknownst to Abby, Evan, who had just woken up, overheard her conversation from the other side of the door. At first, he thought he was dreaming. In his dream, he could hear her voice so clearly, and what she said echoed in his ears. But when he opened his eyes, the words didn't stop. He stared at the ceiling, stunned, as the realization washed over him. He wasn't dreaming. What he heard was real.